Blog Talk Radio.
Finally to your brother Elohim live on the radio. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. The times we have been putting out the truth. I was just reading something that, I forget the brother's name, the brother that played in the Panthers. He said, boy, he went against the 1%, and that was the worst thing he could have done, challenging the 1%. Well, they got plenty of power, so I understand what he's talking about. Boy, oh boy, do they have power. Okay. You just listened to our national anthem. The age of freedom has come. But until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you have it. You ain't going to just walk around talking kumbaya you, and freedom will come to you. You got to get out, and you got to put some work in to get it, okay? So one of the things that you can do, come up in November and get your butt out there and vote, man, you know. People say, I don't vote. Well, to me, I'm saying that's an idiot. Anybody that don't, that's the only power you got. What else you going to do? You ain't got no money. Might as well go vote. Okay. So let me do an assertion here. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want, okay? The reason why we do that, because we don't pray, because of who we are. We assert into the universe what we want, and we know that we're carrying power, and we're going to get what we want. The thing is, like Mama always says, be careful what you ask for, boy, because you just might get it, okay? So really know what you want when you're out there asking for things, okay? Our slogan is love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? Now, normally we talk about, well, not normally, every day, every Sunday, we talk about love for 5 minutes because we think it's so special, okay, that we know about love, we understand love. So we only use 5 minutes. I think what I'm going to do is request some of the other people calling in. They want me to do a whole show about love every month. So I'm going to make either the first Sunday in the month or the last Sunday in the month, the whole hour about love, okay? But you're not going to do it this Sunday. Okay? Boy, this Sunday, I'm telling you. We're dealing with love. Love from an action and reap what you sow perspective, okay? Now, I talk on your emotion most weeks. Because I'm letting it be known that there's only one emotion triggered by different events or different acts or different things that's in your mind or different acts that's placed upon you. But there's only one emotion. And based on how important the thing is that impact you, that's how much emotional content actually goes into it, okay? Some people get obsessed over a person, and boy, they're emotionally out of control. Even the person don't want them no more. The person's running, ducking, hiding everything they can, but that ain't good enough. They stalking, running behind, do everything they can, not making that person feel good at all. But they are emotionally so obsessed over either what they're getting or what they're not getting or what they want to keep getting that they was getting in the beginning and they're not getting now, that they will not let it go, you know, and that becomes a problem. So you have to deal with our culture, which is reap what you sow, which is science, okay? Scientist says that what you put out, you get back. You know, that's reap what you sow. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. That's science. They just took the name reap what you sow off of it and called it science to keep it away from the people that originated, where all these ideas originated from and where they came from, because they want to be, well, the 1%. They want to be at the focal point of everything, and that's what's going on right now. So the scientific community, they don't even mention the term "read what you sow." Although, well, a couple of them do. They would say for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Okay, that's taking "read what you sow" into the emotional content phase. All right. Well, wait a minute, Brother Ibrahim. How can "read what you sow" enter into the emotional content phase based on what scientists are talking about? Look, you could do something all this good that you can do and somebody get jealous, okay? That's the opposite reaction to what you expect. You expect them to love you and say, oh, man, this is so great when you talk about. And there's evidence that the jealous people will come after you. You know, they according to the story, they strung Jesus up on a cross. I'm saying strung, but nailed him to a cross. He was hung, nailed, laid out. There's so many different stories about how brother met his demise. But I'm just saying, people get jealous. People get jealous of you. And it doesn't have to go that far. You can be married to a beautiful woman, you know? And to you, when you marry her, she's the most beautiful thing on the planet. And regardless of what somebody else says, you follow what I'm saying? But if you marry her to what you consider a beautiful woman, somebody might be jealous and want her for themselves. And even though you're having a good time, y'all loving each other, y'all married, having children, they doing everything they can to break y'all up because they want that female, you know, or the same thing with the guy. They want that guy. So there's an equal and opposite reaction that can be coming. This is what the scientists wanted to throw in there, you know. And then they got to get the little two cents in there, you know. But we come from a scientific culture, scientific community. That's who we are. That's what we are, okay? Now, as scientists, we also know that there's a dog-eat-dog culture out there, too, but I don't want to get off track here. We're talking about love. Well, I guess that is part of love too. That is part of the opposite culture. There's a doggy dog culture out there. They want it. They're gonna get the power, and they're coming to take it. And if you don't believe that that works, ask any Indian in America. I'll tell you, the doggy dog people came and they took picket signs. There was no marching. There was no screaming at the Indians, you know. They fought the Indians, and when they couldn't beat the Indians, they made peace. But the Indians didn't know what peace was. They thought peace was like it was when they get together and smoke their little peace pipe and stuff. Everything is kumbaya. We go okay now. We have peace with each other. But peace to the doggy dog culture is, I'm declaring war on you, and it's a war of attrition. So you better start building your military, because as soon as mine get twice as big as yours, I'm coming. I'm going to come and take it, and there's going to be nothing you can do about it because you're sitting there thinking everything's okay, okay? Case in point, Hitler had a non-aggression pact with Russia until he got to the point that, hey, man, we got more than Russia got. Let's go take it. Let's go get them. That's how the doggy dog culture works, and the doggy dog culture works the same way, out of emotion, out of love. Okay, they want what they want, all right. And it might not be out of love. It could be out of money. It could be smart, something that will enhance what they're doing and could build up their net worth or whatever they're trying to do. In fact, back in the day, marriages was arranged based on military size and, you know, and to stop aggression from another culture and all that. Marriage was arranged. They used it for that. You know, wasn't no love in it, but that's what it was all about. So it wasn't just the male, but the female as well, too, okay? So we do them with love from an action, from a reap what you sow action, okay? If you're going to do anything out there with your female or with your spouse or with your mate, girlfriend, baby mama, whatever they're saying these days, if you're going to do anything, what you have to do, what you need to do, is embrace the reap what you sow mindset. Don't do anything to that person that you don't want done to you. You know, now that's tricky because you got some weird people on here, and you can go on the internet on these porn sites. You can tell. Now stop it. Now come on, you know, 3 times 7. Everybody has been to a porn site once or twice just to see what's up out there. So I'm just saying, there's some crazy people out there. So you might not want done to you what they want done to them. So you have to really talk to the people that you're getting together with. You might have to see what's going on, you know. I can see people forever now, he talking about porn sites. You ain't supposed to be going, I ain't been to one in a minute, but I'm telling you, I'm just saying it. I keep it real. If I was saying this is 1920, okay? Now, so you really have to, some people treat themselves terrible too. You know, they're saying, love me the way I want you to love yourself. Well, some people hate themselves, you know. They hate themselves so much they put crack and smoke and everything in the body. They really don't like the body that they have, you know. And they hate themselves so much, and you don't want them to treat you the way they treat themselves. So I throw the adage in there, treat me the way Jesus treated the people. Treat me the way Buddha treated the people. Treat me the way Muhammad treated the people. The people that came bringing the thoughts of love. Treat me the way they was teaching how to treat the people. Then we'd be on the same page. Then we can rock together, okay? All right, that takes care of I went over on the love. Boy, I'm telling you, I get fired up about love sometimes. Okay, now let's get into the topic for today. Now, here's what I want to say now. There's so much controversy over this book, okay, that I'm not going to cherry pick through the verses. We go boom. We're going to start right with Genesis. We're going to go right to the first sentence in the book, and we're going to talk about a code or religion, okay? We're going to start right there. Now, for those of you that are on the line, all you have to do is hit one. And you can ask me any questions. You can disagree with me. I'm not going to argue. I don't debate the Bible with you, but you can disagree with me. You can give me your opinion or whatever you think, or you can ask me a question, however you want. It's all up to you, okay? I'm not going to get upset. I've been at this for a long time, okay? Now, here we go. code. Now, there are three codes that I deal with. There's a lot of codes in the book, but most of us aren't used to dealing with the Bible as a code book. So I only mention just the three. Psalm 82, Genesis 1:29, the story of Joseph. Well, then you got the story of Abraham and the story of Moses. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's five basic codes, okay, that we can deal with. But today, we're going to start with the most important code, Psalm 82. That's a big code because that takes the spookiness out of the Bible. And a lot of children, a lot of adults don't want to even touch the book because it don't make sense. As a religious book, it really don't make sense because the children are smart these days. They got the internet, some of the stuff that we didn't have back in the day. You can't Google this information and Google this, you know, getting different opinions all over the planet about what's going on. I mean, all over the planet about what's going on and who's on first and what's on third. Well, that dates me. That puts me to Abbott Costello, a joke. I don't know how many young people are alive, but they might not know about Abbott Costello. But that was a joke from Abbott Costello. Well, anyway, I don't want to get caught up into that one either. So, in the beginning, that's what it says. Now, I'm reading it right out of the book. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's what it says. Now, anybody can read that. I'm not ad-libbing or paraphrasing. That's exactly what it says. Now, as a religious book, that takes you beyond your understanding right away. As a religious book, you can't understand that. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. How in the world can he make the heavens and the earth? As a religious book, you just have to accept it as it is. It's like when I tell you one and one is two. You have to accept it, you know, to get through everything else that they're teaching about mathematics. All right? But we all know that one and one don't have to be two. But it makes better sense with the whole system if you just accept the fact that one and one is two and don't try to question it too much, okay? But there are those that question that. All right? I mean, I'm one of them. But anyhow, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As a religious person, okay, any ministers or preachers on the line, as a religious doctrine, you can explain my next question, okay? Who is this God, and where did he come from when there was nothing here? That's my question, okay? As a religious doctrine, see, if I'm asking this question to those of you who are dealing with the book as a religious book, all you got to do is hit one, and that'll let me know that you have an answer for that, that you understand that, and that you can explain that to me. You follow what I'm saying? Just hit one. I'll open up your mic, and you can get into it. All right? Well, so far, I don't see no ones up here so far. So most of the people that's on the line, I'm assuming, because you didn't hit one. A lot of people to be on the line don't like to say anything anyway, and I accept that. But I appreciate them being here every Sunday. So if you can't answer that question from a religious point of view, because right away the book takes you beyond your understanding, and you have to accept what it says. It starts you off right away in a position of acceptance, okay, not questioning. Who are you to question God, man? You know, come on. Psalm 82, what it's telling you is your potential. What kind of potential you have. You are all gods. It didn't say you're all gods, and you have to be a man or you have to be a woman. It says you're all gods. Now, some people take that to say that God means man, or they will say you're all gods and goddesses. But back in the day, God wasn't exactly in the male persuasion. Okay, God represented power and force. And, you know, a lot of females had power and force back in the day, so we don't get into that. In fact, one of the most powerful females on the planet right now is the Queen of Britain, so Queen of England. So there's some powerful females around here right now, you know. So at any rate, it says you are gods. That's the first code. Everywhere it says God, all right, place a man or woman in its place. That brings the book down to reality, right? That brings the book down to a thought process that's not beyond your ability to understand, okay? It's all about a thought process and what thought process that you're using. If you accept the fact that the book says you're all gods, that's telling you you have the potential, understand everything. I don't care what it is. You can understand everything. And as the technology advances, as we get into quantum physics and all this other kind of stuff, dealing with subatomics and the whole nine yards, well, subatomics might be a little bit beyond where you are, but there is a thing called subatomics. But anyway, once you get into all of that, then you can see the potential of the God that they're talking about in the Bible. That means that there's 6 billion gods on this planet, all right, ready to unlock their potential if somebody lets them know that we're dealing with codes and not religion, okay? The Bible is not actually a Christian book. The Christians are using it as a religious book, okay? But the 1% knew it was a code book, and they used those codes to conquer the known world. Now, let's deal with just say God created the heavens and the earth. Now, when you deal with God as a man, that takes you out of the spooky thing because you know men and women don't create. They make stuff because in order to create, you have to make something from nothing. You can't make something from nothing. That's a scientific impossibility. Something has to be here, okay, for you to make something out of. Now, if we're all gods, children of the Most High, now that's the next question, okay? We back to the same question is, who is this Most High that they're talking about? And don't say Most High God because that's not what it says, all right? And don't get caught up into the, you got the little G God, you got the big G God. Come on, man. In the Hebrew language, there is no upper and lowercase letters. So they didn't come off with no big G and little G. It just wasn't happening. That's something that y'all throwing in there to keep the people off of knowing what their potential is. If you raise your children with the potential that they know that they're God and there is nothing that they can't do on the planet, you follow what I'm saying? You have a whole different reality for your children. That's the code. Now, I'm not making up these codes. They're in the book that you call the Bible. Like I said, anybody that have a question, anybody that have a comment, all you have to do is hit one, okay? We start now, because the book, so much controversy over the book, we're going to start at Genesis, and we're going to go all the way through the whole book, if you're still here, by the time we get into some of the other chapters, okay? And we have the first question, the first sentence in the book, when it says God created the heavens and the earth. If nothing was here, who is this God and where did this God come from? Now, like I said on the line, anybody that can answer that question, hit one on your phone, okay? I'll open up the phone and you can jump right in. But from a religious perspective, when that question is asked, when that sentence comes in, that puts you in a non-questioning mentality. You can't question God. How are you going to say, who can think about who God is and where he come from and all that kind of stuff? It tells you, Psalm 82, you have the potential. You are all gods. And there's nothing that you can't figure out or do. And just dealing with the reality of our sojourn on this planet, you look at 100 years ago, 70 years ago, 60 years ago, 50 years ago, what we were doing then and what we're doing now. Listen, you know, I'm going to get more into it, but the moon is a satellite. That's what the moon is. The moon is a satellite of the earth. Are we putting up satellites now? It won't be long before we'll be doing more than that, you know, because of who you are. When it says God created the heavens and the earth, okay, so we know that man didn't create this stuff. So that means that the word create have to be stricken because you can't take something from nothing. That's a translation error. Okay, the code will tell you. Man don't create, man makes. What does man make stuff out of? Man makes stuff out of energy. So it tells you, if we're making stuff out of energy, what was here all the time, back to what we might call the beginning or the uncalled cause, it would have to be energy. So everything is made up out of this energy. There is your Most High. Your Most High is everything in the universe at the same time. That's your Most High. And you're making stuff out of the energy of the Most High. Now, what is God? God is one who can manipulate source energy for its own purpose. Come on, we're breaking it down. I mean, I can explain all this. I can tell you where you came from, how you get in this dimension, whole nine yards, because I'm dealing with the codes. See what I'm saying? So there's nothing in this book that's beyond my comprehension. All right. Now, I'm going to say this here because we got about 4 minutes before I have to go to the commercial. Now, in order to have an awakening, open up your kundalini, open up your pituitary gland, your it's the three glands. I don't know why. Pituitary, it's three glands. I don't know why I was get them mixed up. But there's three glands, okay? Pineal gland, pituitary gland, and then your kundalini. Okay, I made a CD that will help you unlock that. But, okay, you can have a DNA awakening yourself. Okay, you think it's a coincidence that everybody wanted to kill Jesus? It wasn't a coincidence. He was trying to wake people up. You follow what I'm saying? They say, well, you're the Son of God. If he's the only begotten Son of God, why would he open up a prayer and say, Our Father? Why would he say, Our Father? He's the only Son of God. Come on. The code, if you listen, once you start dealing with the codes, you feel what I'm saying? You begin to see the book in a whole different light. And nothing in the book is beyond your comprehension. On and on and on. You begin to see that we're making these things. Okay? Are we making men and women today? Yes, we are. Okay? We go into each other. Dog, a baby pops out. We've made that baby. Now, we didn't create the baby. See what I'm saying? Because the baby is made from a substance that we did not make. The substance is energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. All right? Now, let's get into how in the world are we making planets? How in the world are we making what they call firmaments and stuff like that there? Listen, listen. Once you put the code on this stuff, okay, it's not spooky anymore. It's just, all you have to do is just think about it for a minute, all right? Now, let's keep going here. I still don't see no one here. Nobody's hitting one to give me their explanation of how they're breaking this stuff down and what the code, and from a religious perspective, what they're thinking about and what's going on, okay? But... let's go. Hold on for a second. Hold on. I had to shift my position around a little bit because in order to see the book, I have to grab something and look at the book with, because I'm in a position where there's not a lot of light right now. So, okay, it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, somebody hit one and explain that to me. What I'm dealing with the codes. See, it's beyond your comprehension, because you're dealing with it from a God perspective. God can do whatever he wants. Nobody can explain what God does, okay? Now, I'm going to drop something on you, all right? We are incorporeal beings, all right? Now, I'm going to skip a little bit here because I need to go into the commercial right quick. But we're incorporeal beings, and as incorporeal beings, there's humans. See, this culture don't know what a human being is. So they've never been able to explain it to you properly, what actually a human being is. Because there's different sides to a human being. There's different things about us that they're researching. They're listening to what we're saying. but they still can't figure out exactly what's going on and what it is. You know what I mean? Well, right now we're halfway through the hour. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right now and head for the commercial. The commercial takes about 4 minutes, so I hope you hang around until the commercial's over. It's Elohim Five Tribes of Constellation Elohim. Radio presents Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. on Sunday. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to talk. Press 1 if you want to talk and give us a shout-out. Okay? We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We just talk about the last 4 digits of your phone number. All right? If you have a company or a group and you want to advertise your group, so we don't charge nothing to advertise on the show. This is our way of giving back. We make our money through other means, through CD sales, book sales, stuff like that there. This is how we get our money. So so if you want to support us, we've released the gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency. Just you can go to YouTube, listen to it, and you can also go to CD Baby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. And you can check it out. Now you can download the whole CD or just one song. We haven't actually released the meditation CD yet, but that will be on YouTube. And we're not going to release that through CD Baby. We want to release that through our own society, because we want to keep more of a check on that. We want more control over what happens with that particular CD, okay? Now, the name of the CD is called Jesus is Coming, and we believe Jesus is coming back. Well, if he's coming back, we think he's coming back the same way he came back the first time through the goddess's womb. So your sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess we're in. And boy, are we in a mess. That's what I'm telling you to vote. So we can help something help us get out of this mess, okay? Now, brothers, remember, it takes two to make them, it takes two to take care of them, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, A Crisis Has Come. For more information on the CD or book, called TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, okay? Also, I'm in the gold business. I do carry bars. If you want information about carry bars, how to buy and sell gold, just chime in, call me again, 215-758-1703, or email me at elchristlim@gmail.com, elchristlim@gmail.com, okay? And don't forget to visit my website, elchristlim.website/website, and that'll take you right to me, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book on Last Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. I also like to give a shout out to Legacy of the Nation show, hosted by Brother Matt Kassan. It comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, politics. The call in number is 319-527-6199. Okay. I'd also like to give a shout out. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She started a new show out there. So when you check in for Kamitra 11, Spoken Word, you can get her information and find out what's going on with her, okay? She's on a new channel. She'll give you all information about her new channel. I'd also like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube. Nikki Love Unam. Her call-in number is 909-749-8626. She's a spiritual reader and advisor. And trust me, I checked her out. Now, I've been reading her. I'm a spiritual reader and advisor myself. So I did a reading on her. She did a reading on me. And she's pretty good. I got to pick my hat out to her sister. She got it going on, okay? So just give her a call if you want to know a little bit about what's going on in your life that you can't figure out. Her number is 909-749-8626, okay? I also like to give a shout-out to Division 121 for the Lower Pennsylvania, UNIAACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. UNA 267-822-2320, okay? And if you have trouble getting in, you can also contact me at 267 at 215-758-1703. Okay, that's from 9 to 7 Monday through Friday about the UNA. Also, let me give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. Now, think about that. If you need some land in Africa, these brothers are over there doing what they do, and they know how to get things done. Okay, that's the RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So, if you want a good tailor-made outfit, or tailor-made outfit made, just give us a call. And give him a call at 609-638-5828. Now, I got about 4 seats for myself, and I brought those down pretty good. You know, I got to admit, you know, in fact, UNA outfits, he made UNA outfits. That was pretty good. I'd like to give a shout out to Safe More Electronics. The call in number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. That's an electronics company. Now, they don't sell electronics, but they come out and do all the electrical work that you might need done. Now, you need some lamps or some electric sockets and stuff put in, just give him a call. Stick my chest out. That's my boy. See, he did some electrical writing for me, too. He's pretty good, okay? Did I get this number? Yeah, his number is 215-909-3352. That's from 9 to 5. We have a new listener that has a security company. So if you're looking for a job, if you're looking for employees, just give him a call. The number is 336-988-8638. Just tell him Brother Elohim told you to call, and he'll look out for you, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of T. Thornton. He has an old-school style of writing for Philadelphia. He has seven CDs on the market now. So just Google YouTube, Heaven 2019, T-S-T-E-E. Thornton, for more information, just call 267-259-4077. Brother's pretty good. In fact, if you listen to any parts of my album, he's done some of the background work for me on my album, and I did some of the work at his studio and some of the work at mine, so Brother's pretty good at what he does, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Path Learning Academy, licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. I'll be saying, Dr. Taylor, what's up? I'll stick my chest out again. That's one of my children. Yeah. Taylor Path has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Her email address is Taylor Potts Learning Academy at gmail.com. Okay. I lost my button. Okay. Her Instagram is Taylor_Tots_LA. That's her Instagram account. Okay. I'd like to give a shout out to our resident naturopath for healers and doctors. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And I've been informed, not only been informed, but I have one. He sent out herbal charts for you. So that you can use some of his herbs in the chart. And it's free. You know, the chart is free, not the herbs and stuff. You know, you can't get nothing for free in this day and age, but advice. And you got to be careful when you're getting the free advice and telling you. I don't know what people's agenda is. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specials, you deserve to be sick. No, nobody really deserves to be sick. So give these brothers a call and don't worry. Be healthy. Okay, now let's get back into the topic. Now, remember, the lines are open, so anybody that want to have a question, anybody, anything you want to say, if you have a comment about what we're talking about the Bible code book or religious book. Okay, now the main code we're talking about today is we're talking about Psalm 82. Everywhere it says God. They're talking about a man or a woman, okay? So you don't have to get bent out of shape saying that, I don't understand it, but nobody can question God. Well, that's the mindset that they want you in. They do not want you to question what they're doing. But Psalms 82 tell you that you have the potential to understand. So there's nothing in the book that's beyond your understanding. Now, the question on the board, all right, we're starting at Genesis. We're going to go through the whole book. Now, you can help me out. You can call in if you have something that you want to say or something that you want to add. I'm not mad because we had a potential to know everything, but we don't know everything. Come on. Stop it. I don't know everything. But now that Psalm 82 tell me I'm a God, hey, the potential is there. All I got to do is step forward and study. Oh, what I wanted to say before we went into commercial, if you want to have a DNA awakening, all right, now this is a little something that I do, that I did. I went through the whole Bible a few times, but this is something that I did. And it gave me a DNA awakening. That way I can see and understand things a little different than most people, okay? Go in, get a King James Version, right? Read what they said that Yahshua, or whom you call Jesus, said. They have what he said written in red. Don't read what's written in black in those passages. Only read what's written in red. Because the followers that gave information about what he says or giving you an understanding of what they thought Jesus meant. But they weren't wise enough to actually break down what he was saying. So we're 2,000 years later, okay, knowing that you're God, knowing that you have this potential to understand, read what it says only in red. Skip the portions in black. And you will be in the mind of Jesus. I know it sounds a little strange, but you will be in the mind of Jesus. And you can understand things that Jesus is saying better than Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Oh, wait a minute, brother. Hold on now. What are you saying? Back to Psalm 82. You're all God. There's nothing. See, that tells you what your potential is. You have potential as God. So that means you can understand everything. There's nothing beyond your comprehension because Psalm 82 said so. That's all I'm saying. Now, sure, it says so too. He said, he that eats of me will become a son indeed and greater works. Now, if Jesus was this all-powerful God, how could you do great? How could you do greater than what he did? Come on. You know, once you're dealing with the codes, okay, and get out of the spookiness where you can't question anything because it's beyond your understanding, nothing is beyond your understanding. And once you read what Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John is saying that Jesus said in there, we know Yahshua ain't writing none of this stuff. We know that. But they did us a great service by writing down what they heard to the best of their ability, okay? And sure, it's been translated 100 times, but the keys that's there hasn't been changed because the transcribers, those of us transcribing the book, didn't understand enough about the writings to change the keys. They changed little words here and little words there, but the actual keys stay the same. So you read that. Only what's in red, and you will have a DNA awakening. It wasn't no coincidence that they wanted to string the brother up on the cross. It wasn't no coincidence they wanted to kill him. Everybody wanted to kill him. You know what I'm saying? Because he was bringing information that the 1% did not want to get out. He was waking the people up. And they said, yes, I'm the son of God. You know what I'm saying? Based on Psalm 82, he wasn't lying. He's the son of God. All of you are children of God. You see, all of you are the sons and daughters of God, children of the Most High. You all are. You know what I'm saying? And Jesus knew that. That's why when he made the prayer, he didn't say, my Father. He said, our Father. Come on. Jesus knew what was up. He knew what time it was. You see what I'm saying? And when you go through his work, without the explanation of his followers, even though they wrote the stuff down, they didn't have the capacity to understand it 2,000 years ago, the way you do right now. You're 2,000 years up. Think of all the people that have come before you dropping information that you've been studying under. Come on. You guys ain't new to this. You studied under the Masons. You studied under the Muslims. You studied the Kabbalah, Bhagavad Gita, all these books out there that you have access to read. See what I'm saying? They didn't have access to all of this stuff 2,000 years ago. Your potential to do is so great that it's mind-blowing. It will blow your mind once you get the spookiness out. That's why we start in Genesis. Now, I'm on the first sentence. Now, that first question, I'm still waiting for some people to hit one on the dial. So that they can explain to me as a religious person when it says, in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. See what I'm saying? Since there was nothing here, who is this God and where did he come from? That's the question that's on the board. See what I'm saying? Now, when if you're from a religious point of view, that's beyond your understanding. You can't deal with that. So you say, well, nobody knows where God goes. I mean, that's God. But if you're dealing with Psalm 82, you have the ability to think through that and figure all of his stuff out, just like I did. See what I'm saying? Hey, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. You know what I'm saying? But I am a knife. Trust me. You know what I mean? I can come out and do some cutting, although I'm not the sharpest knife. And that's how it is with you too. You see what I'm saying? You might not be the sharpest guy on the planet, but that's who you are. You follow what I'm saying? I'm just dropping. Now you can hit one. You can question me. If you have a difference in opinion, that's fine. You know, throw it out there. You follow what I'm saying? Let's go in on it. You know, I'm here. Let's see what's up. You know, but according to Psalm 82, that's the code that we're dealing with today. Now I'm going to drop a couple of other codes. I like to deal with three of them every time I talk, because the other two codes are very important as well. One code keeps you out of the doctor's office. You know, and if you're sick and have a problem, this code will solve all your issues sick-wise, all right? Genesis 1:29, I've given you herbs and seed-bearing plants for you for meat. You're not supposed to be eating flesh, okay? Anybody that say they believe in the Bible eating flesh, they're lying. They do not believe in the Bible because they would not be eating flesh. They will be eating what's prescribed in Genesis for meat. This will keep you healthy. I'm planning on living for 200 years. I'm on the Genesis diet. Well, I was talking to him about the Genesis diet. He went and Googled it. They're all over the word Genesis diet, and they prescribe things that are not quite accurate as far as the Genesis diet is concerned. But we'll talk about that in a minute. We'll get into that one day, too, as far as health is concerned. And because when I look at people that are supposed to be vegetarians and vegans and naturalists and all that, and all I'm seeing is gray hair. See, that gray hair is not supposed to stay there. When you get to a certain age, that gray hair is supposed to retrogress back into black hair. See, that's what mine is doing. Black hair in my beard, black hair on my head, everything. Excuse me. So if you're seeing somebody solid gray hair, follow what I'm saying, from age 60 on, then they're not eating properly, okay? Because you're supposed to be able to retrogress the age once you figure out how this diet works. We'll talk about that at another time, but that's one of the codes that I like to throw out there is the Genesis 1:29. Stop eating the flesh. It's not prescribed for you in the book. The book says I've given you herbs and seed bran plants all over the world for meat. That's why the book tells you later on, don't give up the meat. You know what I mean? Oh, the 1% having a good time. Let's give them some more swine and cow and chicken and fish and every doggone thing else. Since they think it's meat, we got them. You know what I mean? And they're going to need some wine to put this stuff down. Now we got them getting drunk and eating crazy. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, the book tells you what to do. If you get out of the religious perspective, if I understand, and get into the code as a code, a code of conduct, code of how you're supposed to do things, code of what you're supposed to do, you follow what I'm saying, you'll be a lot better off. You'll be able to understand who you are, what your potential is, and what you can do. You can do anything. This is what I'm saying. When the book tells you you are all God, it's telling you that's your potential. Not the potential to be a queen, not the potential to be a king, potential to be a god, a potential to understand and manipulate source energy for your purpose. That takes us into our culture, which is reap what you sow, which is science. And the scientific community will tell you, man, we're working on everything. From quantum physics, you name it. From rocketry, we're trying to go into space, we're trying to be, hey, man, you know? At one time, we would look up at the sky and the moon and the stars and wonder about all this stuff. It's just amazement, all the stuff that's up there. We ain't looking up there like that no more. We try to get out there because we know we can, okay? The moon is a satellite, so we don't figure out how satellites work. We got some up there, okay? The sound travels through the ether, so we don't figure out the sound travels through the ether. Now we know how to catch it and communicate with it. Science, your potential. Psalm 82 tells you what your potential is, okay? And it tells you that the Most High is something other than God. It tells you that, see? So the Most High is everything in the universe at the same time, and that's what you're using to make stuff with, energy. You're making stuff out of energy. I'm just going to say this right quick. If you cut a tree down, okay, and make a chair, you didn't create the chair. You made the chair from the tree. You don't make something from nothing. And that something that you're making everything from is the Most High. And that's how the Most High is expanding itself into the universe through you. Come on. You are the universe expanding itself. That's who you are. And the book knows that. The book knows that you have no limit, that you have unlimited potential. As a black man, you know, knowing the 1%, knowing who we are and what we be doing, they're doing everything they can to keep us in check. 90% of all of the inventions that push this society forward came out of the black community. And they know who you are. Don't think the 1% is asleep and don't know who you are. Now, when I say 1%, I'm not talking about the European. I'm talking about all five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. The 1% is there. I don't care what continent you go on. The 1% is there, sitting up there in they large, fancy rooms and having their million-dollar yachts and all that, you know, the Arabs and that. You know, wherever you go, the 1% is there. In all colors, it don't make no difference. So get out of this white man mindset, because that's not what's up. The 1% is everywhere, okay? Stick my friends on the line. He haven't said anything, but I'm going to put him on the hot seat. I do this every Sunday. He has his own show. This is Brother Mac. He comes on every Saturday, and I gave you the number. Some of you tuned in after I did the commercial, but I'm going to open up Brother Mac's mic if it opens up, because the 1%, they've been playing around with everything here, and I can't. Okay, so I got it to work, and they shut my phone off a couple of Sundays. I couldn't even get on the air. I got two phones now, so we're gonna play. Oh, brother, not get your mic number. How you doing, brother? I'm having a ball.
Good evening, brother Elohim. My reason for not calling earlier is because I'm fascinated with what you're saying, because it contrasts so sharply, you know, with my early training and exposure to the Bible, which was all from a religious perspective. And when you bring to our attention that the Bible is a code book, and I see that it is, but I would not have seen it had you not put a frame around it and pointed it out. And so, I was just listening with my mouth open and my ears open, so that I could attempt to take in what you're saying, because you're really saying a lot. And let's see what you're saying is I guess it would be comparable to a fast moving stream when before all we used to was a pond which was wet water but standing still and not going anywhere, and then you come with this fast moving stream, say whoa, this is sweeping me right off my feet. You're bringing to our attention Psalm 82. I have to read it. I have not, but you certainly piqued my curiosity, and I'm going to read it. I'm going to get. I have Bibles, but not a King James Version, and I'm going to get one with the red writing. I remember seeing it when I was young. My grandmother had the King James Version, and my grandfather with the red writing in there, but that was a long time ago. I had my 83rd birthday in February past. So the information that you're bringing is so fast moving relative to a pond that stands still to the extent that a green scum can grow over it because there's nothing disturbing it, and then this fast moving stream wherein you step into it and you might get swept off your feet. Well, that's where I am. I'm swept off my feet and almost speechless. That's right. but I really appreciate your bringing this information, and I was waiting for you to and hoping that you would give us more of the code, and explain a little more of the division between religion. Looking at the book from a religious point of view, well, let's say even Genesis, looking at it from the point of view of it being an instruction book written in code rather than a religious book. So, but I want to thank you, Brother Elohim, for the work that you're doing.
Yes, sir. Well, we got about 3 minutes, so if you want to make a couple of comments about your show on Saturday. Like I said, we got about 3 minutes, and I'll address what you said. But just give us a couple of comments about your show on Saturday.
Very well, thank you.
Two people on that missed the commercial. So
let me yield. Let me yield and let the other listeners get their time in. But my show is okay. Legacy of a Nation. And I'm on every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Me and my son, who calls himself Son 752, Son 752. We cover four main topics over the course of the month. And Brother Elohim, your shout out said we cover first of all health. Second is history. Third is politics, and fourth is economics. And the reason for covering these four main topics is that we feel that a nation needs to know how to gain and maintain the health of its citizens or inhabitants. A nation needs to know its history. Where did its people come from, and when? And a nation needs to know the politics. Who makes the laws? Who has to follow the laws? What are the perks and the punishments for breaking the laws? And a nation needs to know economically how to house, clothe, and feed its inhabitants. And
okay,
so in covering
the 2 minutes, so you want
okay.
to get out your phone number so that they can call.
Yeah,
I
yes.
got to be in the search. I got to do that within a
month. So 7 o'clock Saturday evening, every Saturday, and the phone number is 319.
That's 6 o'clock, right?
At 6 o'clock, yes. 319-527-6199. Brother Elohim,
okay.
I'm so excited. I'm giving the end of the program rather than the beginning. But yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you again for the work
you do. We're down just about a minute right now. What I'd like to do is give an assertion. We don't pray because we know who we are. So we tell the universe what we want, and we know we're going to get it. I have walked the path of divine energy. Do not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay, this I am Brother Elohim, and we're here every Sunday at 8 o'clock, 1%. 1% allowing, because sometimes they cut the phone off, they mess up with the radio. I mean, but we have to be here every Sunday, you know what I mean? Just to try to bring a little more clarity to what's going on, because I have too many people that are putting the Bible on the side. And that's a mistake. But this is, without a doubt, one of the most powerful books that I've ever read, you know? And if you notice, most of the black community, the churches, they have money, but they don't have power because they're teaching the book as not as a code. See what I'm saying? That's the difference between what the 1% done when they went to conquer the world and what our religions are doing today. Okay, so we're now out of time. I want to thank everybody for being on the line. I love you. Remember, love is to act. I think that was real good. And I will talk to you again next Sunday at 8 o'clock, 516-453-9230. Much love, guys.
Much love.